Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Who's got the craziest story today? Anybody got a good crazy one?
I feel like Jack's always getting the last laugh, so.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, that means you're first today. Oh,
yeah, get the lead off. So here, this was getting sent around in my Twitter group chats with my friends. LeBron James tweeted, "The decision of all decisions, October 7th, 12 p.m. Eastern time, the second decision." So
what does that mean?
When he went to Miami, they had an ESPN show where he made his decision. He was leaving Cleveland to go to Miami.
And he got beat up for it, right?
Yeah, like everyone's like, why would you do this to Cleveland? So I guess he's doing another one. This guy quoted it and said, his name's Brett Siegel, works as an NBA reporter. Says, for those wondering, LeBron James has a big deal with Amazon and Prime Day starts tomorrow. So not a coincidence. So that might be what it is, but I just saw it on SportsCenter too. So maybe he's just looking for more attention or something, but I guess
you're telling me LeBron would actually, I mean, those tweets, if you do a tweet, like if you're Kim Kardashian, you're LeBron, mm-hmm. those tweets are worth $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I mean, he's got to be getting paid a lot if that's what it ends up being. But just something interesting that I'm sure everyone's going to tune into, and it may not be a big thing.
When does he retire?
I think this is, he might be on his last year. I think he's turning 40, so it's got to be soon, right?
Be careful.
Maybe he'll start playing baseball or something.
He was a good football player in high school, so.
Oh.
God, I remember when he was in high school and, you know, they were all saying, he's it. He's the next big thing. He's it. And, heck, I think he was, you know, he's getting a little stuff on the side in high school, like driving a brand new vehicle and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, they were throwing money his way at an early age. What's your story today, Mary?
Okay, I found this interesting since I'm going to France in December. So this French guy, I don't know if you guys saw this, he cycled up the Eiffel Tower stairs.
What?
Yeah, on this like mountain bike, and he did it in record time. He beat the record, which the last record was 2002, and he did it in 12 minutes, 30 seconds. He shattered this record by 7 minutes. So there's like 686 steps in the Eiffel Tower.
You should try that when you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't even know if I'll be able to climb it. But, you know, he said his bike has to be, like, really rigid, and you have to just, you know, pump it up and just jump, jump, jump. I mean, how else would you do it? You can't really ride. You have to, and he said he practiced by jumping rope, and that's how he made it up there.
He's travel like
35
hint.
Years old. So, yeah, his name is Aurelien Fontenoy.
Travel hint.
Yes. Are you doing Chris Kindle markets in France in December or what?
Christmas markets, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
God. What's the travel hint, Steve?
Don't go up in the Eiffel Tower.
Well, I think it's on the schedule, which you made. What
but
do you mean?
Well, it's just that, you know, it's the payoff's not really there. It's like going up in the Statue of Liberty. You know, you see it
the
from
beauty's
the
from the outside looking at it. Once you get in, you're like, okay, I would just go up to the second level and call it a day.
Why? I want to climb. I want to do it.
Well, you do whatever you want to do. I'm just saying it's not worth it.
I'll just take a few listeners, you know, able-bodied ones.
All my listeners are able-bodied.
And you're doing over 600 stairs.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Good workout.
Do the stair climb all the time.
Yeah.
Do the Arc de Triomphe while you're there, too.
Oh, how many of those?
I don't know, but Liam and I did it pretty easily. I you know, he was little, and I was like, your grandfather during World War II marched in this parade and marched up these stairs, and we're doing it. I think he was 4. He's like, what?
Okay, Mom.
Don't make me carry you, Liam. All right, Steve, what's your story?
Well, you know, this is a love story, really.
Should we play a Taylor Swift song?
Brazil's João Marino Neto just turned 113 years old.
Wow.
He is the oldest man in the world.
Yeah, men don't live as long as women.
How old do you think the oldest woman in the world is?
She's 117.
Well, wait, he's 118, right? What'd you say?
He's 113.
Oh.
She's 116.
Oh, okay.
Ether Caterham from the UK. So one from Brazil, right? I think João, Brazil. And one from the UK. But the sweet story is it's never too late for love. And so they started exchanging letters about 10 years ago. and have kind of, they had developed a romance over a period of years.
What?
Yeah, but she dumped him because people were accusing her of robbing the cradle.
Uh-huh. Are you serious, Steve?
No, I'm not serious. They did. He did write her a letter, though, in August. First time they've ever
communicated. I'm sure they didn't text.
Okay, here's another one.
Right.
51% of us adults are going to get dressed up for Halloween. Who are you people?
Oh, my gosh. If you're going to a party, you got to get dressed. And I meant to talk about that because what's the big – what are people dressing as this year? There are so many things you could choose from.
I'm watching the guy bike up the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, isn't it awesome?
Yeah, you could do it.
Oh, no way. What if you fall? You go a long way down.
Oh, yeah.
You say, Steve was right.
And how many people are going to dress up for Halloween like an ICE agent? You know there's going to be a lot of them. And, you know, ICE agents don't even dress up like ICE agents. So any guy that doesn't want to wear a costume is going to go, I'm an ICE agent.
That is a loaded costume. Forgive me. But...
Yes, it is. But I'll guarantee that you will see them. There's no doubt about it. Steve, when's the last time you've dressed up in a Halloween costume?
I think I was 10.
What?
No, I don't know. I think I did in college. Oh, no. When the kids were very young, my wife made us all pumpkin costumes. And that, I think, was it.
I was dressed up last year. If I get invited to a party, I'll be dressed up this year. Mary, you don't dress up either?
Yeah, well, I haven't been to a party in years because the friend of mine who used to have parties has moved away. But I think the last one was I was a deviled egg, you know, and I put the devil's ears on and I drew a big egg on my shirt. Pretty cute.
Oh, Jack, tell him what's going to happen on Monday about the eggs. Jack also produces a John Landecker show.
What?
Food Fight. Lisa and John in a couple hours.
Yeah.
Hard boiled versus deviled egg. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It is Monday. It's tonight.
It's tonight.
That's right. And Landecker, like, I said, well, one of the foods I love is a hard-boiled egg. And he wants to go up against me with deviled eggs. Well, the point is you can't make a deviled egg unless you have a hard-boiled egg.
There you go. Tell him that.
I will. Don't tell him before I get to him.
Oh, I won't.
Isn't there a Hawks show tonight at 7?
Yeah, at 7, Blackhawks Live, then 8 o'clock. To 8:10 to 8:30 is the Food Fight with John and Lisa.
Oh, gotta listen. Oh, I'll be watching the Cubs game. Sorry.
I get to be on the John Landecker show. I'm so excited. All right, Steve's news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.